What's up, Alchemists? Welcome back to the podcast. It's Full Data here, also known as Tom. And today we're back with another episode talking about data, alchemy, and how it ties into gaming and data. Well, I've been on that journey. I've discussed in my first episode of just going through alchemy and learning about it and so it's mysticism and symbolism and how it ties into, you know, life. And you know, I think the world's in turmoil right now, and I was just looking for inner peace, and it's just crazy out there. So I was just looking for a way just to, you know, be at peace inner with myself. And alchemy, you know, it's just a Full Metal Alchemist has always struck a chord with me, and it's my favorite anime out there. If you've never watched Full Metal Alchemist, either original Full Metal Alchemist or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, I highly recommend it. I do think Brotherhood is better than Alchemist, the Full Metal Alchemist. They're great in their own right, but Brotherhood just really struck a chord with me. And it's one of my favorite anime, one of the best animes out there. But alchemy's always been intriguing to me. And the symbolism inside of the Full Metal Alchemist, like the Ouroboros tattoo, the internal cycle of life and death, and then all the different symbolism of all the elements, earth, wind, water, fire. It's just all the different things. The creation of tree, and things like that. So it's just really deep and really cool. And I've been really, really enjoying it. And then learning about it, like I'm reading The Art of Alchemy right now by Gabriel Sarum. And that really goes into, you know, what alchemy is and how it, you know, how it works, your awakening to it. And just a bunch of different reasons and understanding what like the first matter is, the philosopher's stone, then the phases of alchemy, the black, white, and red, yellows in there is too, but it's usually omitted as we discussed in our last episode. But I've been really reading about this. So after I finish The Art of Alchemy, I'll be diving into The Alchemist, which is a story about a boy from Spain who is off to look for treasure near the pyramids. Along the way, he meets different people, no one knows if he's actually going to find this quest, and no one knows what type of treasure he's looking for. But the whole premise of the story is to actually, you know, it's really focusing on your inner self and finding the treasure within you, and really listening to your hearts to follow your dreams and turn those, you know, your thoughts, your dreams by manifesting it into reality. So that's what The Alchemist is sort of about. So I'm looking forward to really diving into this next. And then I've also been listening to The Complete Idiot's Guide to Alchemy. I listen to that in my car when I'm driving around. I'll probably listen to that like once or two more times because there's just a lot of info being thrown at you all at once. And the dates in history are just so much. It's hard to keep up with. But alchemy itself has just been an amazing journey to go down and just learn about it. But the cool thing is, as you're learning something like this, you're also learning history. And history, when you're in school, like when you're in junior high or high school, unless you're like into all that as a kid, or you have a parent that's into all that as a kid, it's just like, you know, if you're not into it, like who cares? It's what is this teaching you right now? What is some 1,000-year-old history going to teach me what I'm living today in my life? And there's actually a lot to be learned from those historians and those people. Especially from their wisdom and quotes. And I wish as a child, I paid attention more to history and not because, you know, oh, I'm going to make the same mistakes. I just think history is a river. It's always going to repeat itself, unfortunately. But it's more along the lines of just learning from their wisdom and things like alchemy that they really believed in and really thought were to be a powerful way to take your material self and connect to your spiritual self, which I feel that we are deeply disconnected to. And I feel like now that we're in 2024, there is something happening around the world in terms of like people looking for peace and wisdom and just something here that is going to make people just be at peace with themselves and with the turmoil in the world. And many people looking to different spiritual ways. So I think there's definitely something awakening happening around the world. The people I talk to are just, you know, really getting into different areas of spiritualism, whether it be through Taoism, Buddhism, all these different weird, all these different areas of spiritualism. So know, alchemy being a really big one is one I've, you know, I think people have always been into alchemy, but I feel like it's becoming more and more. So it's very cool. So, and then inside the gaming area, as we move on, as we move on to like gaming and things like that, there's a lot of things that tie into gaming, which are really, really cool. Like Elden Ring is a really big thing. And I was starting to pay attention to lore only recently. And as I was paying attention to lore, I noticed something about the, just different things around there. And I was like, wait a minute, is it the tie to alchemy? And then I started looking at the different areas, or different things online to see how Elden Ring and the world and the lore tie back to alchemy. And there is a massive Reddit post that is just huge. And the person, Parasolsis, the Reddit user who posted this, really goes deep into the mysticism, symbolisms of alchemy and Elden Ring. Like, it was just mind-blowing how deep the developers and the story writers went into this. And it's no joke. Like, there is so much mysticism inside of Elden Ring for the symbolism of alchemy. Like, it's just crazy that, and not knowing like what I knew about alchemy like I do now, it didn't make sense to me. But then playing the game, I'm like, you know, the symbol just kind of looks familiar. Or those triangles look like the elementals, the elements of like fire, wind, earth, water. So it's just very, very cool to see. And then like the hands, isn't those hands like part of like something in Egypt? And then just finding this post just kind of like blew me away. Like, wow, there are so many ties into symbolism. So you can look that up if you want to read more about it. It's on Reddit. You can look up the user Parasolsis, which is funny enough that Parasolsis is actually a very, he was a alchemist who ended up using his work to start bringing alchemy into medicine, which helped us form the medicine that we have today. So his hermetic medicine is what we have today. So it's very, very cool. The fact that his name is Parasolsis is just awesome. So definitely check that out if you're into that. Very, very cool. The Elden Ring is really heavily based on alchemy and symbolism. And it's just really cool. Then I was starting to look at other games. Like, well, what other games are out there that are focused on alchemy? And the fact that, and then looking at other games, trying to figure out, oh well, if Elden Ring ties us deep into alchemy and its symbolism, what other games do? So I started looking at New World, because New World feels like it's 17th century, it's colonial. I was like, during that time, alchemy was pretty big in the 17th century. I think it was starting to change, but it was there, and I think it pulls thematics from alchemy. I think like the main lore around the enemies that we're fighting, like the Azoth that we're fighting and whatnot, or is that they're looking for eternal life and looking for something akin to like the Philosopher's Stone, which is always a big thing in alchemy. Like, the Philosopher's Stone can grant eternal life. It can change lead to gold without having to transmute anything. So there's no sacrifice. There's no breaking down of anything inside, you know, trying to convert whatever to whatever. Trying to convert lead to gold. It's using this Philosopher's Stone that has the power to change whatever you're pretty much thinking of into whatever you want. Lead to gold, grant you eternal life, because it's, you know, the red tincture, the elixir of life, the Philosopher's Stone, all has these mystical names. And that's what New World ties back to. I'm still diving deep into the lore of New World. I'm probably going to actually dive more into that game, because I'm starting to really enjoy the lore. And I'm trying to approach gaming from a different perspective. Instead of just pushing buttons and grinding my face off in video games, how does it tie back to the mysticisms and the real world, especially in terms of like alchemy or different types of folklore that, and the different beliefs that, you know, it has. Like, I want to learn more about the lore in games. And I think there are so many stories to be told in games. And I think that's where a lot of things are being kind of lost on the gaming world right now, is that we're just trying to jump into a game, have fun with it, get to the end, and then bitch, there's nothing left to do. When there's games like Elden Ring that just ties so deep into so much real world mysticisms, what other games are doing this? And then you have to look at, like, you know, I don't know, is Borderlands doing that? Is you know, I definitely Final Fantasy does. Final Fantasy has a lot of mythology, Greek mythology to tie back into a lot of different things. Obviously, the summons, you know, you have all of that. All those summons tied back into something, Ragnarok or Lavos. I'm thinking of Chrono Trigger. I can't think of the summons right now. Bahamut, you know, Leviathan, you know, all these different Greek and folklore mythology that's out there looks great. So it looks really cool. So I'm trying to dive more into mythology and then visit old games, because I feel like old games that I just haven't played because I'm like, oh, I don't want to play that again because of whatever. But looking for more in-depth knowledge of the game, what did the story writers pull into, where did they get their inspirations for this story, and to tie back to see, was it alchemy? Was it Taoism? Where are they pulling this back from that they have this rich lore? Like, what did they spin it off of? And that was one thing I really enjoyed about the original Assassin's Creed, was that it pulled back from, like, the Templar and the Assassins, the Illuminati. And it was just so cool. The lore and the story was amazing. And then it got weird. I don't know. The whole Assassin's Creed got awkward. So I stopped playing it. But I want to see more games. I want to find more games that really tie into the symbolism of alchemy. And I'm looking at, like, Grim Dawn right now, too. Because Grim Dawn ties into, like, the Cthulhu lore and all that, too. And then it takes a different spin into, like, necromancy in the second expansion. And the Forgotten Gods is more like Egyptian area. So does that tie into alchemy? I didn't really pay attention to the story once I got that far. So now I'm like, what does that tie into? Because I feel like I'm more of, like, an Egyptian pharaoh type area, the Forgotten Gods. And is that tying into alchemy now that I just missed it and wasn't paying attention? So I want to go back and play a fresh playthrough on alchemy and make some content on it, tie into the lore, and see how it all works. I'm just really excited to be gaming again. And gaming, I don't know, I lost my passion for gaming for a little bit. And I feel like alchemy is really reigniting that passion, because now I have a different reason to look at it instead of just mindlessly pressing buttons. I want to dive into stories. I want to dive into lore. I want to see how it ties back to alchemy. I want to learn more about alchemy. I want to practice it. I want to go through, like, the whole meditation stuff and whatnot and really work on myself and go through my four phases and try to become, like, my whole perfect self, you know, binding my physical to my spiritual. So I think there's just really cool things out there. And I think the way I'm going to do all this too is it's great to go through the game, but there's a lot of websites out there. So I think I need to start finding different websites and just start scraping the data from it. So I'm going to bring in Data Alchemy to this. I'm going to look for just sites that talk about alchemy from whether it be whatever certain game, scrape the data from it, put it into documents, and then clean it up, parse through it, and really see what I can learn of what games do what. And that'll also let me build my data scraping skills, putting it into, you know, documents or SQL databases to parse layer with Python. Just different ways I can just, you know, teach myself areas to do things. So I mainly coming from it like a gaming perspective, like, I'll be learning alchemy on the side of different things. So it's really neat that alchemy is being such a profound change in my life that I'm looking at different things. Because as I said before, the world is in turmoil. I just need to find inner peace because of it. Every time I turn around, there's another war breaking out somewhere. So it's just crazy. It's saddening too there in 2024, and we have to revert to such barbaric actions. So it's very barbaric and savage, like bombs people in 2024. So I just want to find inner peace and take that what I'm learning and bring it into something else I enjoy, like gaming. So I really want to find all the different things out of gaming. If you're into any of this, you know, I would love to have discussions around this. So, you know, we can leave a comment. I guess, when I tweet this out on my Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at Riven Brodragon, which is my old username because someone actually owns Full Data, and Full Data Alchemist is too long. But you can find me on Twitter at Riven Brodragon. Reach out to me. I'd love to have discussions around this. You can find me on my Discord too. You can talk about that there. Or pop into one of my streams over on twitch.tv/FullDataAlchemist. We can talk about that. My next plan for my next podcast is to have a guest on, someone from I work with, He's very into the mysticisms of, like, you know, spiritualism and things like this. He's the one who kind of turned me on to it. He's been talking about it for years. And you know, I just kind of just, like, didn't really pay attention to it. I was always intriguing to me. I don't have time to learn it. I have time to learn that. And then, I don't know, I felt like something was tugging on me to learn it. So, and I think that's just a lot of people in the world right now. They're being tugged on to learn more about spiritualism and try to find peace in themselves. And I think it's honestly an awakening throughout the world, which is great. So, because I think we kind of need that. I think we have all been sleeping under and being, I think 2020 started the whole nonsense of what was going on. And here we are 4 years later and there's more nonsense going on. And I think people are just fed up and tired and just looking for answers. And they're looking, instead of looking for, you know, different things, they're looking in terms of spiritualism. And I think spiritualism is great in terms of just, you know, learning things and understanding truth and trying to find the answers of what you might be looking for. And sometimes those answers are already in ourselves, and we just have to look deep. And maybe those are going to be things that we have to confront that we don't want to confront. But I think it's the best way of doing it. I know this got really deep, but that's what these podcasts are going to be about. It's going to be about gaming. It's going to be data. It's going to be content creation. But I just want to hang out and talk and chat. So expect the next podcast to have a guest here, my buddy Rich. We're going to talk probably deep into... data, some type of alchemy. He's very versed in like a lot of spiritualism. He's been studying it for years, so he knows. He's read so many books. My next books I want to get into are like Carl Jung. I want to learn about the individuation that he was really focused on using alchemy as psychology and individuation, and try and find your whole self that way. So I think there's just so many cool things to learn and to find peace within yourself besides, you know, religions and things like that. I think there's just a whole wide world of different ways to learn and become one with yourself. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to find what's out there in the gaming world of alchemy and spiritualism and the symbolism of it all. And then you have to know that, like, people know certain things that, you know, was this actually like a belief or a practice that did allow you to become whole with your spiritual self, and it's been destroyed and forgotten in so many ways that now, you know, we're trying to reconnect with it, and we can't, and because all of it's lost, or because they don't want us to be. When I say they, I mean the elite. I mean like the 1%. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting place to go down. So expect very deep talks like this. I'm just really excited to be talking about this. It's a lot of fun, interesting in nature. And the fact that it ties back to the gaming is just mind-blowing. It's really, really, really cool. I'm really excited for it. So this is probably going to be the shape of our podcast from going on. Some might be an hour, some might be 20 minutes, some might be 15 minutes. I don't really have a set time for podcasts. I think the next one I have will be with Rich. And I would expect that one to be at least an hour, maybe a little bit more, as we dive deep into the teachings of alchemy and spiritualism, Carl Jung, and a bunch of other things we'll probably discuss and how it ties in. For me, I'll probably talk about how it ties back into gaming. And how it ties back into data, because everything I'm looking at data, I'm looking at a different perspective now. I'm looking at data as like an alchemical performance, which is why I call it data alchemy. I don't just see it as data science. You know, I understand like what science is, but I look at it as a transformation of unstructured raw data into some type of golden insight that we can take action on. And alchemy is all about the transformation of something. And so is science. But, I mean, come on. Alchemy just sounds cooler. So, but I believe that there is a phase that data has to go through. And we discussed that last episode as well. You have the blackening phase, right, to the reddening phase. So I believe that that's what data takes, is transformation as well. So I'm really excited for this journey. I hope you all are want to join and listen in and have some deep conversations, talk about how it ties back into gaming, and use it for our data if you're in any type of IT perspective, or maybe you're just not in IT, but maybe you're in the business analyst and you're looking at data to come up with different things. So I'm really excited for it. And yeah, it's gonna be fun times, everyone. I'm really looking forward to this. I think, so expect next podcast to be with me. I'm hoping my buddy Rich, we'll see if we can get that together this weekend, maybe. Him and I will touch base and discuss different things. I have to figure out how we record that. I might have to get him here so we can just sit in my office and talk. That'll probably be the easiest way. I'm also thinking about making these recorded podcasts that I also can throw up on YouTube, video wise. So I don't know, we'll see. But expect the content like this more on the podcast. YouTube videos will probably be more focused on, like, you know, gaming and whatever. So gaming and data analysis and teaching some Python SQL. But there might be some podcast videos. I don't know, we'll see how we handle this. But I'm really excited. It's gonna be really cool. What I'm really excited for, everyone, is to dive more into Elden Ring lore. I want to look into Elden Ring lore. I wasn't a big fan of New World. Like, New World from an MMO is cool, but I couldn't get into it. But now I want to start the game fresh. Like, I have a level 39 character, I think. I want to start the game fresh, but I don't know if I want to do that, because it's a lot of work in that game to grind. So I'm not sure if I want to do that, but I might just do it anyway. because I really want to learn the lore, and I feel like New World has some interesting, cool lore that's out there that I would like to learn. Then we can really take it from there. I don't think it's really that tied deeply into alchemy. I believe that it has thematics, it pulls themes from alchemy, right? So I just think that it's going to be, I think it's gonna be very cool. And I think that alchemy, from learning about the different lores and different ways how certain games pull themes of spiritualism into it, I think it's really, really cool. I really do think that remember playing the game, and the alchemy crafting does pull a lot of alchemical practices in, like, a more practical sense. You know, we have to gather materials and concoct potions and elixirs. And then, you know, that's kind of reflecting the physical aspect of alchemy. So, and that system is deeply integrated into the gameplay. You know, it really does give us a tangible way to engage with alchemy concept, but it's not in focused on the spiritualism alchemy. I think New World's more focused on, like, the supernatural elements of the atrium, and where the, you know, it I think it also was Azoth, which is a substance or mystical substance, which is supposed to grant eternal life, immense power. This kind of hints at a chemical themes, kind of like, you know, the pursuit of eternal life and transformation, which is at the core of alchemical tradition, which is kind of like the Philosopher's Stone, which will give you eternal life and immense power. So it's very cool. So I want to dive more into this lore now and see what other areas is pulling from, what other alchemical symbolism is pulling for, if any, what other folklore it's pulling from, because there seems to be a lot of folklore in a lot of different games that I just did never really pay attention to. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to smack things with my hammer or my sword and just call it a day. But I think taking gaming from a different approach now that I've been learning alchemy, I think is going to really help build my passion for gaming again and make interesting and fun content around the lore and it'll let me research more and learn about the occult and the mysticism between not just alchemy. It could be different areas of different gaming. Like, if you look into Nioh 2, you know, that's feudal Japan, but that was focused on, like, yokai and the mysticisms of Japan folklore. Don't really think there's any ties into alchemy of that, but just learning about that more would be cool. So I don't know, probably a lot of different games I'll replay and new games I'm going to jump into and really understand. And then I'm just excited for it. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with my buddy Rich. We'll talk about alchemy and it'll be fun. So this is probably gonna be the end of my podcast here. I don't have much to talk about. I'm just babbling at this point. that's what I think a podcast is, though. Sometimes a podcast will be structured, sometimes it'll be unstructured. This one was kind of a little more unstructured, and I just wanted to talk about gaming and where it has led me with alchemy, and I'm going crazy with the the deep understanding of gaming and how it ties back into a lot of it ties back into alchemy. Like, I don't think I realized how much it ties back into it. That was a lot. So everyone, you're all awesome. I appreciate everyone checking out the podcast. Make sure to follow me on all my socials. You can follow me as Full Data Alchemist everywhere. On Twitch, I stream on Twitch Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That time will change probably in the coming months. The days might change, but for right now, Sunday through Thursday, in the 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I stream many games. I will do Python. I will work on building applications, and may just have just chatting to talk about. Maybe just read books with chat on the mysticism of alchemy. So I know I have a lot of content planned, and I'll be putting out a podcast every Tuesday. I'm hoping the next one will be with my buddy Rich, and we can really start diving into the mysticism teachings of spiritualism, alchemy, and Carl Jung's discussions and psychological take on alchemy and using it to find individuation. So everyone, it's been awesome. I hope you all have a great day, and I hope you have a great day or a great night and a better day tomorrow. So I hope you all have a good one. Thanks for listening. I'll check you all out. Peace out, everyone.